Here is the version of content creation that most service-based business owners are living. Every week, you sit down to write something. Maybe a newsletter, maybe a social post, maybe a blog. You stare at a blank page. You think about what to write. 45 minutes later, you have a draft you're not sure about. You publish it or you don't. You repeat this next week. It feels like a treadmill. The content goes out, but it doesn't feel like it's building anything. It's just keeping up. And then there's the version I'm going to describe in this episode. The version where content becomes infrastructure instead of obligation. The content engine that runs itself is the great equalizer for service-based business owners globally. A solo practitioner used to lose to agencies with marketing departments. Now she can outproduce them. And that same dynamic plays out in Recife, Tashkent, Kigali, Cartagena. A one-person operation with a good AI content stack can outpublish a 10-person marketing team that hasn't figured this out yet. The stack I'm going to walk you through costs less than $100 a month in any currency. The output looks like a team of 10. Glad you're here. I'm Makita Boehm. I've closed nearly $10 million in tech sales over 4 years, earned seven figures doing it, and here I teach service-based business owners how to use AI, automations, systems, and agents to create more money, time, and options. AI is moving at the speed of daily, and I help you keep up. Let me define what I mean by a content engine, because the word engine is doing specific work here. An engine converts fuel into motion. It doesn't require you to push every time you want to move. You put fuel in, the conversion happens, the motion continues. That's the architecture of what I'm describing. Your expertise is the fuel. The AI system is the conversion. The content is the motion. You put in raw material from your expertise. The system converts it into structured, distributable content, and the content moves into the world on a schedule. Here's how the engine is structured. Input layer, 5 minutes of voice. This is where most people overcomplicate the process and where most people quit before they start. They believe they need to sit down and write finished content. They don't. They need to capture raw material, record a 5-minute voice note, talk about what you're thinking about in your field right now, what you're working on, what a client asked you this week that you had a strong answer to, what you learned from a decision you made, what you're watching in the market. 5 minutes, your phone, no editing, just your thinking, captured in audio. That's the fuel. Conversion layer, your AI project. You have a project in whatever AI tool you use. We covered this in episode 13. In that project, you have loaded your voice reference document, your tone, your frameworks, your signature phrases, your content formats, your newsletter structure. The project knows how you sound and what you believe. You transcribe the voice note, drop the transcript into the project with a prompt, and ask it to convert the raw thinking into one or more pieces of structured content. A newsletter issue, a LinkedIn post series, a blog post, an outline for a short-form video script. The output isn't generic content about your topic. It's your thinking in your voice, in the formats your audience expects from you. The project holds the context. The model does the conversion. Output layer, structured, scheduled, distributed. The content goes into a queue. Your newsletter goes to your email list on schedule. Your social posts go into a scheduling tool. Your short-form video scripts go to your video production workflow. None of this requires you to sit down and create from scratch every week. It requires you to talk for 5 minutes about what you know, then review and edit the output for 20 minutes. Total active time,
25 minutes. The content that comes out of that 25 minutes is your newsletter, your LinkedIn posts for the week, the transcript that becomes a blog post, the hook that becomes a short form video, one input, multiple outputs, infrastructure. Here's the compounding layer that most people don't build: your content asset library. Every piece of content you create goes into a library, not just published somewhere and forgotten, organized, tagged, retrievable, frameworks you've articulated, case studies you've written, examples you've used, frameworks from episodes, arguments you've developed. When the AI system creates new content, it draws from this library. Your voice gets more consistent over time because the system has more reference material. Your arguments develop and deepen because each new piece connects to what you've already built. The content doesn't feel like a collection of unrelated posts. It feels like a growing body of work that hangs together. That's the difference between content that performs and content that compounds. I want to speak directly to the service-based business owners in parts of the world where English is a second language, because this architecture is as powerful in Spanish, French, Portuguese, Mandarin, Arabic, and any other language as it is in English. The voice note workflow works in any language. You speak in the language your audience uses. The AI project can be structured with voice reference in that language. The content goes out in the language your community reads. You don't need to publish in English to build a content engine. You need to publish consistently in your voice for your audience on the platforms where they live. AI makes that possible in any language at the same cost and the same scale. The localization advantage is significant, and most English language AI educators are not talking about it. The businesses that are building this infrastructure in Spanish right now are not competing with every English language content creator on the planet. They're reaching an audience that is still largely underserved by this category of content. If you are a Spanish-speaking, service-based business owner, the runway in front of you is exceptionally long. The same is true for Portuguese, French, Hindi, and most other major languages. Here is what I want you to take from this episode. You do not have to be a writer to have a content engine. You do not have to spend hours every week producing content to have a content engine. You have to be willing to talk for 5 minutes about what you know, and then trust a well-built system to convert that into something your audience can use. The engine does the conversion. Your job is to keep putting in the fuel. A content engine that runs itself is the cleanest form of leverage there is. Your voice reaches more people than you could ever reach manually. Your clients come to you. Your authority compounds. That is the definition of more money, more time, and more options, all running on one system. Find everything you need to make more money, time, and options in your service-based business at seedandsociety.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Find every AI tool I use and recommend. Check out the blog for even more breakdowns, or do the free AI employee report, all in one place. And if you enjoyed this show and got value from it, I'd appreciate it if you could rate and leave a review. That helps this free education reach more people, or share it with someone you know needs it. Until next time, continue planting the seeds for a better society.